Welcome to Inside the Film Room here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. I'm joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, today we're going to dial in to David Wilson, the Giants' second-year running back, and kind of look at his game and areas in which it's got to improve. And we'll start with his ability to return kicks.
Yeah, well, one of the things you know about David Wilson right away, he's got speed. That's part of a game that the Giants could benefit from, especially in the return game. So here's one of the positives of what he brings to your deal here. Now, let's take a look on the kickoff. He takes it right at the goal line, two-yard line, and I'm going to slow this down. And you can see he finds the natural seam, and the key to returning kicks is about acceleration. Once you see a seam, you accelerate, and he never stops accelerating there. You can see guys ahead of him that just never really caught up or stayed ahead of him. You see the kicker here, he just outruns him.
David Wilson set a Giants record in 2012 as far as kickoff return yards were concerned. Also in that game, he was spectacular. What about running the football? In that New Orleans game, he had a big run. How did the Giants get him to do more of that?
Again, it comes down to him using his vision, acceleration, but it's also about timing. For a young running back, knowing that you can't hit every hole full speed, but you have to time it and you hit it. Now, this one, they gave him kind of a running start here, so they give him a little pitch play out of a full backfield here. Let me run this play. You'll see they overload it, and they just give it to him. So he's lateral, and then he gets downhill. His first move up the field is downhill. Slow it down. You see him shuffle lateral. The holes open up. It's almost like a kickoff return here. Natural seam, and he accelerates right through it. He doesn't get touched for 10 yards once he gets past the line of scrimmage. And you can see there he's off and running with that acceleration.
And that one went for a touchdown against the New Orleans Saints. Now, Carl, we're going to take a look at David Wilson and an area in which he's got to fix, which is the pass protection component.
Yeah, now when you look at where you are on the field as a running back, it's called situational play. You have to know every situation and what's important. So if you have a pass play here from the 1 yard line, the 2 yard line, the last thing you can do is miss a block. So the most important thing on a play action pass is to make sure you get your block, not necessarily carry out the run fake, but be in position to get your block. And you'll see this is a play action pass where he's responsible for picking up an outside rusher here. I'm running it slow. Not much of a fake, so all he has to do is keep his guy away from the quarterback, and that's a no-hitter. You know, you cannot give up plays like this when you're on the 1 yard line. Again, let's take a look. And that's all a part of being a running back in NFL. You've got to be able to block and protect your quarterback. You'll see here, he's in good position. He just misses his block.
And Eli Manning winds up getting sacked. The other issue for David Wilson, Carl, is fumbling the football. It happened in that Dallas game. It happened in a little bit in 2013. How do they continue to work with him to fix that problem?
Well, that's a conscious mental effort by him. And keep in mind, Bob, if you can't do a few things in this league as a running back, you're no longer a running back. You're a specialist and one that they don't trust. So if you can return kicks, you've got great speed. Perfect. But if you can't protect the passer and you can't hold on to the football, that doesn't make you a running back. It just makes you a specialist.
All right, that's a look at Giants running back David Wilson in 2014. He'll be going into the third year of his rookie deal. For Carl Banks, I'm Bob Papa. You're watching Inside the Film Room on Giants.com.